Welcome to another inspirational message from Gateway Life Church. We're so glad that you've joined us and trust that this podcast will be a blessing to you.
So, as it's been stated, we are looking at a series at the moment entitled Be the Church. And let me just pause for a moment and say, hey, the rain is so lovely, isn't it? So nice. And great to see you, Natalie. Second Sunday here. Can we give Natalie a great big hand? God bless you, Natalie. So good to see you, sis. You're a beautiful sister. And I just wanted to just quickly testify that as I went to sit down to prepare part two in our series, Be the Church, I felt the leading of the Holy Spirit leading me to produce a video that would demonstrate what it means to be the church. I really do believe that when it comes to most things, clearly including the faith, when it comes to the faith, I believe that faith must be modeled. And so we're going to have a look at a video in just a few moments when it comes to what it means to be the church. I'm not talking necessarily just here on Sundays, okay? I think most of us would know what the church looks like of a Sunday. But what about the church throughout the week? Because Jesus is very clear about us, commanding us to go and to be the church. I really do believe that there's a time to share God's word. We know that there's power in the living word of God. So there's a time to share God's word, but then there's a time to show others what God's word looks like, okay? It's one thing to know what God's word says, but it's another thing altogether to do what God's word says. And so what I want to do right now, I want to invite my brother Nash to come, one of our new members. Let's give Nash a hand if we could. Hello, Nash. Good to see you, brother. Now, when I spoke to you earlier, I said, when I call you, I want you to run up here as quickly as you can. And running is obviously not a big deal for you because you're a professional athlete. In what events again?
400 and 200 meters.
400. And they say that 400 is probably one of the hardest races to run.
It is.
Yeah, I would know from, anyway. No, but I know that it actually is. It's a hard. God bless you, Nash. What I would like you to do, before we show everyone the video, I would like to like you to read out a passage of Scripture, which is like the foundational passage for core value number one here at Gateway, which is to love. So if you could please just read this one here.
I'm going to read from Mark chapter 12, verse 30 to 31. Mark chapter 12, verse 30 to 31. It reads, love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. This is no commandment greater than this. Amen.
Thank you, Nash. You may be seated. Thank you so much. And so without further ado, I'd like you to sit back now and relax, enjoy your Kit Kats, enjoy your coffee at home. Get comfortable as you now watch just some scenes of what it means to be the church. Thanks, team. I believe that Jesus calls the church to go and be the church. I believe that God has gifted each one of us and that the gift is for the blessing of others. 1 Peter chapter 4 verses 10 and 11 reads, God has given each of you a gift. Use them well to serve one another. Do you have the gift of helping others? Then do it with all the strength, energy, and time that God provides. Thank you.
Everyone falls, and sooner or later, we're going to need someone to help us up again. Jesus tells us a parable in Luke chapter 10 about what it means to be the church. In this story, a man is robbed, beaten, and is now lying on the ground. A priest came, but he walked on by, as did a Levite. But a good Samaritan stopped to help, bandaged his wounds, brought him to an inn, and took good care of him, even paying for all of his expenses. Every believer, both young and old, have the potential to be a great leader and influencer by becoming a first responder. This means being patient, gracious, and kind as each one walks out their journey of faith, just as Jesus is patient and gracious toward us. Being the church also means removing all the limitations and clearing a path. It means looking out for one another, watching each other's back, and covering one another with love. We all have our plans and our places to go, but may we never get too busy to pray, to bless, and to fight on behalf of the vulnerable, the helpless, and the lost. Every generation can be the church by becoming a gateway, by bridging the gap. Making others look good. And by lifting others up with our encouraging words.
Excuse me, I love your outfit.
Oh, thank you.
That's fire.
I love the color of your Hydro Flask.
Thank you.
Because look, it matches my shoes.
Oh, look at you. You're unbelievable.
And the earrings, those are the best earrings all week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
My week.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I like your little puppy. Is that a fox? Are you a fox? You are the cutest dog on the planet, maybe.
Okay, they're all yours.
Oh, what were you doing over there by the garbage?
I'm collecting cans.
Collecting cans for what?
I need to get some food at the store with the cans.
To what?
To buy some food.
Do you do this full time?
Yes.
Listen, give me a second. Listen, I want you to do me a favor.
Yes.
I'm going to give you this, but you got to promise me one thing.
Yes.
When you have a lot of money in the future, you have to do the same as I'm doing for you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Take care. God bless you, all right?
You want me to come back?
No.
Okay.
You're good.
Thank you.
Take care, man.
Bless you.
Take care.
So I'm just riding around doing nice things for people, and I wanted to give this to you. Yeah. So you have a lovely day. There you go.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
Oh, boy. I think I've never heard somebody look like that. You doing laundry?
No.
Okay. You can put this over here. I'm good to see you. God bless you as always, darling. Looking good, like that hair, you got it down. I gotta work on mine. See you later, darling. Bye-bye.
There's a time to share God's word. And then there's a time to become a living example, to show others what God's word looks like. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom of God prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you to come in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" Then the king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it unto me." I see a church that is generously living and giving and is built on the sacrifices of many and not just a few. A church that counts the cost, pays the price, and preaches its best messages through what we do, and not just by what we say. I see a church of influence, excellence, and significance. A church where God's word is not just memorized, but mobilized, on mission, in the marketplace, making a difference and transforming community. If we park our unity and future in our personal preferences, we'll create division and separation. But if we park our unity and future in God's promises and principles, we'll create a strong foundation, momentum, and acceleration.
Well, a big God bless you. I trust that there were some scenes there and some content that inspired you to go and be the church. And, you know, I love that quote by Denver Moore. You never know whose eyes God is watching you through, and it may not be who you expected. When I think about the purpose of this video, is to inspire you to go. Because at the end of the day, what you don't need a title to love and to serve. You don't need a program. You don't need a system. You don't need a strategy to go and to love and to serve. You just have to be. And what I want to do, I just want to drop just 20 ideas, just real quick, about how you can go and be the church. We're talking about loving and serving one another here, and so many have come in so early to serve you in ways that you're not aware of. But I think that being the church is also doing the unseen things, as we saw, but it's also about going and being the church to your spouse if you're married, to your children, to your parents if you have children, to your neighbor. We've all got neighbors. To our community. We're all a part of a community. Wherever you find yourself, it's an opportunity to be the church. Here's 20 quick things that you can do. And everyone has the ability to do these things. Give an unexpected compliment about someone's appearance, their car, their home, whatever. I think Marcelo did a fantastic job here today when it came to his communion message. Here's another thing. Let someone cut in front of you. Perhaps you're at the supermarket. Just let someone say, hey, if you can tell they look real busy and whatever, let them go through. Here's a good one. This is something I love to practice. Slow down for someone so that they can merge and get in front of you in traffic. It's almost like they can't believe that someone would pause and allow them to go through. Here's another one. Buy a meal for someone. Shout someone something. Make your neighbor just a pie or something like that. Buy a gift card. Make it $10. Make it $20. And just randomly give it to someone at a coffee shop saying, hey, I'm a Christian. I just wanted to give you this. Here's another one. Take the time to write a great online review. Hey, if you've liked the Gateway Life Church Facebook page and you've never written a review, consider writing a review, giving a 5-star rating. Why would you give a 5-star rating? Because of all the great Gateway people out there. Talk to a stranger at a party or somewhere. Not that we're having parties these days necessarily. I heard about a group in Melbourne who had a party. Cost them $26,000. Apparently, two policemen or some policemen saw a couple of people walking out of KFC with probably more chicken than they needed. They followed them to that place and it was an expensive party, a party they'll never forget, mind you. Let me encourage you to talk to a stranger, even when you're here. We've got new people here today. It's their first time, second time. They could be not necessarily your nationality, the color of your skin. Who cares? We don't make it about that. We make it about what unites us. And God's word, God's principles and promises unite us. What about smiling at just someone? What about smiling at someone who looks perhaps sad? Just give them a smile. Let them be seen and noticed. Why don't you bring, if you've got a staff room, bring your favorite treat and put it in the staff room. You don't even have to say who it was from. Just bring the treat. Do something extra. And it's sometimes more fun when it's anonymous. Why don't you compliment a colleague to your boss, or compliment a colleague, telling them that they're doing a great job? What about delivering a coffee to someone? Or paying for someone's coffee. When you go to pay, sometimes I've done this. It's like, see, that person over there, I want you to tell them that their coffee or their meal is covered. You don't have to tell them who it was. You can just tell them it's done. Why would you do that? Because sometimes you can just read people's faces. You can read the body language. You can read the tone that it's a tough time. And it's a good time to bring some love and some generosity. What about the good old post, you know, the sticky notes? You know, spouses can just leave a sticky note somewhere for your children. Maybe in, you know, Trina used to do this all the time with our daughters, would leave at times just a sticky note in the lunchbox, a message of encouragement. How about mowing someone's lawn? That's, again, this is, you know, all this stuff is something that I also practice. I sometimes shout out to Dr. Don and Jan and the family, my next door neighbors. If I've got time, I'll just go and do their lawns or a little bit of whippersnipping or whatever. What about mentoring someone? The Bible calls it discipleship. If you're making a batch of cookies, who here likes to cook? To bake? Yeah. Why don't you think to yourself, oh, I'll purchase double the amount of ingredients and I'll make some extra and just make that a gift. Just bless someone. It's just like, hey, here you go. Just wanted to give you these. No reason, but just because you're special. Here you go. There you are. What about, I've done this before. Found an old mate on Facebook, right? Back in my high school years, back in the mid to late 80s, and I'd not only send them a friend request, but send them a message saying, hey, I remember in school, you were like the best drawer. You're like the best artist. Just wanted to say hi. What about just calling someone without any strings attached, saying, hey, just wanted to say I love you. Just wanted to see how you're doing. Are you doing okay? Just want you to know that I'm here for you. If there's anything I can do, can we pray about something right now? What about, I'm not sure what number I'm up to, but what about using these new Gateway Life Church cards, which you can find in the foyer? It says at the top, you're invited, okay? And on the back, it says, God loves you, even on your worst day. That's a good statement, isn't it? And it says, need to talk, need prayer, then please contact blah, blah, blah. Otherwise, join us online, check us out, whatever, right? And I just want to invite Shane Lentholm to come. Can we get Shane a microphone? I've only just told Shane about this literally during our service. Hey.
Oh, I got up.
You did, man. You did it. You got up there so well. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
Just come right in here. Yeah, amen.
Welcome all the people online.
That's it, man. And so we're talking about how this is a resource, right?
Powerful.
Yeah. What do you like about these? Tell everyone what you like about them.
These cards, the last few days, I have been, me and Victor, we've been driving around and we've just been handing them out and you're invited to the church.
Awesome.
A lot of people are just like, you know, looking and saying, what are these? And you just stop and when you walk away, you just see them turn around and just look at you and with a smile.
Wow.
That video we watched there, how inspiring. I had tears in my eyes watching it. Just the power of just being generous and being kind to one another. That is just the most powerful thing, you know, we can do as a community to share our love out there, especially to the younger generation, to the youth, to the ones you see at McDonald's sitting there smoking and just carrying on. Go up to them and just, even if you just raise one out of five like we did, and like we'll sit in the car park, me and Victor, and we're just watching people running around, just giving cards out, helping them with their shopping. And it was just you could see them drive away and just look at you with a smile. And if we can just reach out for that one person in that one day and just to touch, like Pastor Jace with that video, that was just like, you know, what caught me, the people going across the crossing here in Lavington down the main street. You see the elderly trying to get across and cars are just keep on going and going and going. You see our African friend community out there doing the cans and bottles. Stop and give them a hand. Help them. Just help each other people out there, and I guarantee you'll touch someone's life. And touching one person's life is just, for me, in the last few months of what's gone on with me with my surgery and all the prayers what you guys have been giving me, I've got to give out back to the community. And tell you what, it is powerful. If we can get the community to come into this house of Gateway and just help each other, God bless to you, all the ones out there listening today. You'll see my head around Lavington, all around Aubrey, giving away cards. So if you see me, I'm Shane. My boy's Levi, he'll be out there. Victor will be driving the car, he'll be out there too. Out giving the community. Woo. These, you're booyah, welcome Masha. To come. God loves you on your worst day. I love that. Wow. God loves you on the worst day of our life, when you're sitting around thinking there's no more reaching out. You know, let's just get out there and spread the word of the love and the generosity, and just let's follow that video. And God bless, and thank you to each and every one of you. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Jace, Pastor Trina, all the band, all the support, Adrian for your help, Watto for the driving, each and every one of you, love and respect. Pastor Dixon at home, love you, sir. Can't wait to see you on Tuesday night.
You can look there, by the way.
Tuesday night. Booyah!
Yeah, booyah, yeah. Hey, I was about to ask you, like, you know, so you're very generous in soul. I was about to ask you, why do you do what you do? But of course, you answered the question. It's because you're saying that you've been such a recipient of other people's love and blessings. And Jesus said, freely we have received, freely give. Awesome. Yeah. And so let me just say that, because you're out there, like, you're doing it. Like, you're just walking up to young people and you're saying, g'day, and you're just getting in there. And I've seen you do it, and it's very natural and it's beautiful. But it wasn't always like that for you, was it? Like,
no, it wasn't. No.
It was quite the opposite, actually.
Yeah, sure.
Because you were quite... You know, like, you've got, you know, like, you're stocky, tattoos all the way up your neck and whatever else, and whatever, but you were quite introverted and quite shy. So what happened?
What changed my life from, like Pastor Jay said, I've tattoos from top to toe, jail, institutions, I was homeless. When I was homeless, it was only due to accident and lost my house with my wife and everything. And I was in places, deep, deep, dark places in Melbourne, in these boarding houses. And there was one guy who came up to me. I had $10 left to my name after paying the mortgage, after supporting my son, or everything, $10 left, and I was sitting there and I didn't have enough money for the washing machine down the street of Brunswick Street in Melbourne. A gentleman came up to me with a $20 note and said, there, mate, and when you can, give back, just like they said on that, really. And that's when really it touched my heart about, okay, even in my deepest, darkest days, I still love to help people, you know what I mean? And that's where I'm here today, standing here today with all my faith and all my love to Jesus. And yes, like Pastor Jay said a couple of months ago, I couldn't get up here. There's no way I could get up here and talk to each and everyone, looking at your eyes and looking around the room. And the Holy Spirit has just filled me. We've spoken over on the youth on Friday night with Deb and Pete about, you know, speaking out, helping each other about, you know, where have you been, what's your journey? Because that one journey could help another life of that one day. And that's the most important about, you know, just communication, talking, just keep on talking to each other. You can see, like Pastor Jay said, the faces, and you know when, you know, someone's a little bit down. You can see people, how they're walking. You can see the journey. I was one of them people once. And, you know, and I was sitting in a jail cell for almost 3 years. Not a lot of people know this. And there was a gentleman in there doing 14 years. And he gave himself to Christ. And he handed me the Bible. And in them days, back in the days when I was locked down, I got the Bible. And that's when I started to find chapters. Like, you know, I got a chapter here on my phone. It was a powerful one for me back in the day. Sorry, bear with me 1 minute. Technology. I should know it off by heart by now, but this one, what touched me, it's, "Oh, come, let us sing for the joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyful to the rock of our salvation. Let us come for his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyful to him with psalms." Like, for me, that is to shout out for the joy of what I've got and the peace in the heart of me to spread to each and every one out there in our community. Let's become a church and let's join together and let's get the message out there. Like, you know, let's get the message out to the alcoholics, the drug addicts, the people in depression. Let's just get out there and touch someone's life today.
Let's make
it happen. Not tomorrow, today.
Let's make it happen.
Let's get out there and just let's today make a difference in someone's life. Yeah, and I just want to thank each and every one of you for filling my heart to do this, to get the word out.
Boom.
Thank you for this man who's watching. But love to all, and let's just bring the word.
Let's give it up for Shane. Come on.
Invite thank people you so to much, the church. Man. Thank you.
I love it. You can take that to Mark.
Thanks, guys.
That was powerful. Wow.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from Gateway Life Church. For more information, please visit gatewaylifechurch.org.au. God bless and have a great day.